Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. Welcome to day 183. Nancy Pelosi rejected two of the five GOP members who were selected to serve on the House 1-6 Committee. On Wednesday, Pelosi rejected the appointment of Representatives Jim Jordan from Ohio and Jim Banks of Indiana, both of whom objected to the certification of the November 2020 election results in the House. In response, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy pulled the three remaining GOP members. Meanwhile, Trump's longtime friend and ally Thomas Barak was accused of trying to use his influence to help the UAE. The billionaire businessman was arrested on Tuesday in California and charged with violating foreign lobbying laws, obstructing justice, and making false statements, this according to officials. In D.C., Ted Cruz is blocking U.S. diplomats from being confirmed, and the reasons have nothing to do with their qualifications. The extraordinary effort, led by the Texas Republican, to block nominees from being confirmed to vital jobs in the U.S. State Department is creating hurdles for the Biden administration and hindering U.S. diplomacy, according to Democrats and Republicans who spoke to CNN. Moving on, life expectancy in the United States fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II, this according to public health officials who spoke on Wednesday. The decrease for both Black Americans and Hispanic Americans was even worse, marking a three-year decline. The CDC says the drop is due mainly to COVID-19, which health officials say is responsible for close to 74% of the overall life expectancy decline. And finally, Senate Republicans blocked a vote on Wednesday to start debate on a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill as they push for more time to strike a deal with Democrats and rewrite the legislation. The vote was 49-51, short of the 60 votes needed to advance the measure. And in the polls, 48% of Democratic voters say they are very or extremely enthusiastic about the midterms, down 5 percentage points since April, and a third of Republican voters say they're extremely enthusiastic about the vote. And Gallup says 33% of Black adults and 43% of white adults say race relations in the United States are good. 40% of Black adults say race relations will eventually work out, down 14 percentage points. U.S. adults' positive ratings of relations between Black and white Americans are at their lowest point in more than two decades of measurement. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.